What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
This is V. Lahul of Muskegon, Michigan. 10-foot boreholes into Oak Island, and they find a clue about FDR. I'll explain later on Sterling at Night.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Enjoy your Monday, President's Day tomorrow, in the Northeast with sunny skies and pleasant temperatures, because the rest of the week shows cold Arctic air moving through most of the U.S. out of north-central Canada. This translates to rain in the Northeast on Tuesday, but bitter cold invading the northern plains. Wind chills in North and South Dakota down to 40 below zero by Wednesday. Dallas, Texas, you're looking at a high of 81 tomorrow, to a high of 36 on Thursday. Kansas City, you're at 65 tomorrow, down to 8 degrees above on Wednesday night. You can imagine what severe storms this influx of cold air will cause down south. From the hill country of Texas up through Arkansas tomorrow, and the threat of flooding for West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee as we go through the week. More of a winter-like forecast and another possible ice storm in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
I actually ran into Will at a Comic-Con just right after my first film was released, and he was like, I won't see anything that you do, but I'm happy you're happy. Obviously, like, I think you're going to speak about in the book about how maybe you were afraid that Hollywood would kind of shun you after this. Did you find that happened, or did it happen, and now do you feel like it's kind of shifting and kind of, like you said, you know, porn and mainstream are kind of going a little bit more hand in hand?
I have to say that everyone warned me that it was going to ruin me to get out there in the press. Mm-hmm. Most everyone. And I'm talking like foreign people, mainstream people, yeah. Everybody. But I was like, I wanted to show the world like what I was doing. So, and I wanted to have people see it. So when it like blew up that, you know, I was in this great production, which is my first film that I did for Deeper called Drive. And it went crazy. I mean, it was beat Bernie Sanders' heart attack on Google searches that day. So I did not get the negative reaction that everybody said I would. I didn't get any negative reaction, really. I mean, shock headlines and shock value, but it was not. I have been treated with so much respect along the way.
We are still suffering here in Dune Land. At any moment, the giant sand crabs could eat our whole culture. You're telling us that you, a 28-inch waist theater kid, can save us? You? This is our actual lives, not play school.
I just punched another hole in my Kenneth Cole belt, and I'm ready to fight giant sand crabs.
The sand crabs are impatient and will eat anything in their way.
No, they won't touch me.
Is that because you're a king? You have secret powers?
No, there isn't enough of me to eat.
Did you see Kristen Stewart throwing up for 2.5 hours?
Lisa. Lisa, I want some more.
Shallots are raw. Monkfish is actually quite nicely roasted.
Finally, a Madda Jaffrey tribute. That well-known Welsh classic, a chicken korma curry.
It's like something out of a pig's trough.
Because everybody wanted it to be good, it made us work harder. I know that sounds really obvious, but like I really believe in like positive energy. Sure. Everybody wanted it to be amazing.
Oh.
Undercover Media Boss explores the secret world of major media companies and the desperate attempt to win ratings. A media boss will go undercover and probe the lives of her co-workers while wearing an impenetrable disguise. Tonight, we follow the CEO of Hulu as she works down the film chain to learn the truth.
I'm now in a disguise, ditching my usual Chanel clothes and wearing Century 21. No one will know me. First, I'm supposed to go to the control room of our new show, Bowling with British People.
Are you the new production assistant?
Yes. Are the key grip the boss of the floor? The person who has devoted their entire career to moving set for me? I mean, this company.
Yes, now, your job is to move these bowling pins closer to the camera.
Like this?
Oh, stop! We are in trouble!
Hey, those are union jobs. You're not allowed to pick up part of the set. Don't you realize you just proved we don't need 18 people to move one bowling pin?
Please, come with me. Let's have coffee in a conspicuous corner. I'm the CEO of a big network, and I want to talk to common workers to get a feel for your day.
Oh, yes, I've heard about you. Didn't you make us take down all the cartoons from the bulletin boards? And didn't you blank out the Fox Gutfeld show from our closed-circuit feed, along with the Fox Southern football feed?
We don't need Southern football giving us another point of view. Enough with Trevor Lawrence. For your hard work, I will award you this autographed picture of me and a box of wine, featuring our company's logo.
As the weeks rolled on, the CEO came to appreciate the hard work of her network TV team. She was gratified to learn that her colleague drank the entire box of wine in one dramatic sitting. Go team!
It's the sort of stuff you just don't hear on other radio shows. Good evening, I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have never been colder in my life. You know what the great challenge is of doing a show like this? Let me share it with you. You know when you have lunch with somebody that you've met for the first time, or that you're comfortable with, but you haven't quite percolated the conversation to the point where you're revealing things? That happened to me this week. I had lunch with a great man, a great broadcaster named Bill Wills, morning man at WTAM in Cleveland. What I was doing in Cleveland, I don't know. But I realized that as the lunch went on, I was revealing a little more and a little more. But it wasn't easy for me because this was somebody I respected. I respect you. When you're at lunch, when you're at one-on-ones with somebody whom you respect, it is not easy to just blurt it out. Finally, by the end of my one-hour lunch, I'm standing at the door with Bill, and he's about to leave. He's got on his bomber jacket because he's a great morning man. He looks like he's flying a fighter plane, and he's about to leave, and I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I said it, but I looked at him. I said, "By the way, Bill, I just had cataract surgery." Now, I don't know why I felt that that was a, one, revelation, two, necessary, but why did I say it at the very end as he was going out the door? It was because it took me that long to take him into my confidence, to tell him something that personal and that revealing. And that's how it is to do a show like this. The trick is to get to a point of view, to get a comfortable point where I can go on the air and, boom, tell you what I really want to tell you. Because otherwise, you're not going to listen. If I just read press releases or stories from USA Today or do what most talk show hosts do, they grab a couple stories, they read them, they go, well, my audience will love this. And then, you know, sort of at the end where everything's ragged, they say, well, you know, this is what I really think about this. That's not what I've ever wanted to do. I have never wanted to do that. I've tried to give you a show that starts at the revelation. that starts at my true point of view. But for me to get to my true feelings is especially difficult because I do this once a week. I do it every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. I have done these shows every day. And when I do these shows every day, it's much easier. I was asked this week, well, you know, Walter, if you did it 5 days a week, you know, you think you could handle that? It would be much easier because I wouldn't have to work up to it once a week. I'd be right there all the time. I'd be spewing all day and night. I'd be always spewing. It'd be coming out of my mouth all the time. What a nightmare for my family. What a freaking nightmare. But that's the challenge. To do this show, I have to get up to it in a very short time, but only once a week. And then the rest of the week, I have to shut it down so that I can say things like, do you want me to get the dry cleaning? Or I can say things like, you know, I think this tire needs a little air. Or I can say things like, ah, look at that. The service engine light is on once again. How are we going to deal with this? I have no problems. Family Dollar, the store, has a major problem. And you and I will talk about that coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. There's an explosion of remarkable slippers available at MyPillow. MyPillow brand slippers are remarkable. You can get them in any color you can imagine. They're remarkably soft. They seem to last forever. And you ready for this? You know how when you walk outside in your slippers to get the newspaper or to get a magazine or to chase the kids off the lawn, you can wear these slippers outside. They now have a surplus sale. Too many slippers. You go to 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Call them and tell them what color slipper you want, what size you are, and you will be sent these amazing slippers from MyPillow. The MyPillow brand people make slippers. Listen to me. I'm very cranky about my feet. I have flat feet. I have an accessory navicular. And when I put on these slippers, it goes, ah, it's what I've been waiting for all day. I get them in black, brown, many different shades of brown, pink, white, you name it, they have them. Because right now there's a surplus sale at MyPillow brand. You get the slippers. Go to 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876, and say my name, Walter, and you will get a significant discount on the best slippers you could ever imagine. Go to 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
LeafletOnline.com. Can you remember that? LeafletOnline.com. L-E-A-F. LeafletOnline.com. Is that the worst name for a website ever? I think so. But it's the name of the website for the best fruitcake you will ever eat. Because when you and I think of fruitcake in our minds, when we imagine fruitcake in our mind, it's a beautiful cake. It has spongy cake. And it has fruit that's fresh and delicious. Well, now you can get a real fruit cake at leafletonline.com. Go there, put my name in, Walter, in the promo code, see a significant drop in price. This is made in a monastery. You know it's pure, great ingredients, terrific. leafletonline.com. Get the fruit cake that you're imagining.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
More than 400 Family Dollar locations remained closed Sunday, today, as the retailer worked to recover from a rodent infestation discovered at one of its distribution centers. The Food and Drug Administration said it first sent an inspector to the West Memphis, Arkansas facility in January to follow a consumer complaint. The inspection found live rodents, dead rodents, in various states of decay, rodent feces and urine, evidence of gnawing, nesting, and rodent odors throughout the facility, dead birds, bird droppings, and products stored in conditions that did not protect against contamination. After a fumigation at the facility, of about 1,100 dead rodents were found. Additionally, a review of the company's internal records also indicated the collection of more than 2,300 rodents between March 29th and September 17th, 2021. Concerns of the unsanitary conditions could have contaminated food, cosmetics, medical products, pet food, and other products sold at Family Dollar has prompted a massive recall. You want to hear more? It has also led the chain to temporarily shut down 404 stores in the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Online, you can find the list of exact locations. This is Family Dollar. There are many sort of dollar stores, but this one is Family Dollar. James Copeland. James Copeland is the lead producer of Sterling on Sunday, a brilliant broadcaster. But for a while, James, last Christmas, he worked at Dollar Tree. Hello, James. How are you?
Hey, Walter. And of course, you and many of our listeners know that Family Dollar is owned by the folks at Dollar Tree. So, yeah, this is a multi-million dollar disaster, it would seem.
I'm glad you made that point. Because they're all under one corrugated roof. Now, my question is, based on your knowledge, and you could be wrong or you could be right, but let's clarify this. This warehouse for Family Dollar, is this a shared warehouse with Dollar Tree?
So I would guess that it probably is not, but I'm not for sure because, you know, the merger of Family Dollar and Dollar Tree was, you know, like relatively recent in terms of, you know, the whole company history. So I would assume that there are probably some that are shared and some that are not. But I will tell you from unloading trucks at Dollar Tree, you have to wonder sometimes what those distribution center people are doing because it's like a crazy jigsaw puzzle. It's just all the boxes are just piled in there, and you'll have sometimes 2 liters on top of, like, chips and stuff. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, I don't know what goes on at these distribution centers, but I feel like that's kind of one of those problems that doesn't just happen overnight.
Were you concerned whenever you unloaded these trucks that there may be contamination of any sort? One of the things that always worried me, it worries me when I buy things at Dollar Tree, not Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, is I'm always worried about refrigerated items. The refrigerated items in the back of the store always make me nervous, and I don't buy them.
So that was actually, it's still a mystery to me, because I was never working on the days that the refrigerated truck came. Our normal truck would come once a week at like 5 a.m. on Fridays. But the refrigerated truck always came at weird times. It was like kind of a fly-by-night operation, you know, and it's always a different kind of truck that it used, it seems like. It's kind of whatever freight liner is cheapest. But, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that I was never there when we loaded the refrigerated truck in. But that being said, I worked at probably the top 10 Dollar Trees in the state of Kansas. It was a pretty good one, and we even had, like, extra freezers and refrigerators in the back. So, you know, we took our job pretty seriously, but, you know, maybe can't say that for the whole chain there.
What I noticed, even within a small geographic area, is that there are Dollar Trees that are incredibly well run. The shelves are stocked. The refrigerators are stocked. the cashiers are at their job. And then there are other Dollar Trees which are a mess, where half the stock is not available, where the food doesn't look great. And this is within a mile of each other.
Yeah, and that almost always comes down to local management. I mean, you know, sometimes they're short of staff or don't have very many managers. You know, a lot of people might scoff and say, you know, oh, well, you know, it's just a dollar store. It takes a lot of skill to successfully run something like a Family Dollar or a Dollar Tree. And it's one of those jobs that you, if you're a manager, and, you know, a lot of people know this, I mean, you are working absolutely all the time. And it's an incredible amount of work, especially if it's in a high trafficked area. And I will say, I just went to a Dollar Tree in California, of all places. And the Dollar Trees in California are actually very different, much bigger. And a lot of them that I've been in are immaculate. So I'm kind of surprised. But there you go. They're all very different, it seems like, depending on where you are.
It's like a Walmart. The way I tell a good Walmart is I walk in and I walk to what I need and I leave. The way I tell a bad Walmart is I walk in and my feet stick to the floor every single step to the refrigerated place. It's a unique experience. But I've always viewed Dollar Trees as a gift, but Family Dollars I always viewed with suspicion, because a Dollar Tree, everything was a dollar. Not anymore, but was. And Family Dollar, it's like random. It's like just a store.
And this is where Dollar Tree has unfortunately lost their way, because they own both of them. So they said, well, you know, we want to make more money. Not, you know, for the shareholders. They don't want to make more money for the employees. And I will tell you, just from the people I talked to at the register, employee morale is probably at an all-time low. But as far as the actual stores and how they're operated, what they should have done is made Family Dollar more competitive to match up against Dollar General, which is actually a very innovative company. They should have left Dollar Tree alone, keep it at a dollar. Yes, some of the products will have to get smaller. They already are. But then they might even have to discontinue some of the products and move them over to Family Dollar. So they really should have kept Dollar Tree at a dollar and focused a lot of effort at Family Dollar, which I think historically has been neglected.
That's James Copeland, a fantastic producer of Sterling on Sunday. Thank you, James, for being with me tonight. And my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Maybe you have some horrible retail stories about rodents that you've seen in retail situations. I want to hear from you. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. 10-foot boreholes into Oak Island, and they find a clue about FDR. I'll explain later on Sterling at Night.
How drunk could the bus driver possibly be? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Two storm systems affecting the United States this week, both bringing cold air out of Canada. The first system has some snow across the Cascades of Washington, along with blizzard warnings tonight and tomorrow, and then across the Northern Rockies and into the Northern Great Lakes by Tuesday, with rain in the Northeast also by Tuesday. The second system will set up some icing from central Texas northward through southeast Oklahoma, northern Tennessee, southern Illinois, and Indiana. This is by Thursday, and perhaps into parts of Pennsylvania and New York on Friday, but that's a ways away yet. The West will see cold winds and clouds through Sacramento and Las Vegas with some light rains down through Los Angeles and San Diego by Wednesday. I don't see a lot of rain here except if we get some thunderstorms, but we'll take whatever we can get at this point. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
Dr. Dave, why will we take whatever we can get at this point? I don't want any rain or any snow. I think we've had enough of that, don't you? I think everybody here thinks so. The Sterling on Sunday crew thinks so. James Copeland thinks so. Sean thinks so. I think that's enough. Henry, you too. Henry Machette, wake up. I'm sorry you had to listen to hours and hours of political debate. We don't do that. It's Sterling on Sunday. You know what we discuss? We discuss important things. Let me give you an example. Would you like an example? I will do that for you. Let's find. Oh, my God. I'll get to the example in a second. Very important. David in California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, David, at 888-688-WALT.
Hey, well, thanks, Sterling. Yeah, that was an interesting interview you did. The issue, it sounds like the warehouse spread the mice, and was it mice and rats, and spread it to the other stores?
If I have a food distribution center for retailers, I can't imagine a worst-case scenario than giant rats being found in the food, in the shelving, in the floor. I mean, what could be worse than giant rats, rodents, mice being in the distribution center? What could be worse?
In all our retail stores, yeah. Yeah, and that's, putting all the eggs in one basket, this whole idea of corporations centralizing everything to one location and then making everything so cheap so that the costs of prevention are thrown away in exchange for just being able to sell goods so quickly that it's a dollar a piece in order to get it in and out the door. So that whole issue of putting all their eggs in one basket is a real problem. In the earlier topic, though, you were, I don't know if you've ever heard the heard of a famous old journalist publisher named George Seldes. He was before World War II, and he wrote a
Hey,
a
buddy,
book.
Hey, I have not heard of anything before World War II. Let's not push it here. It's very exciting when I can make vague references to 1960s television shows, 1970s television shows, Partridge Family, but before that, no.
Okay. Well, he wrote a great book. It was called Tell the Truth and Run, and Yeah, it's a great book, and he was dealing with, the rise of Adolf Hitler in America. Hitler had created what were called the Bund, and they were these secret little cells of people who would lie with abandon, and they would do it, like I say, with a cell, so there were only six of them per cell, but there were thousands and thousands of cells all across not only America, but throughout the world. All of the different nations that Hitler wanted to invade would have cells in them to soften up the country, to make sure that people were confused enough so that when time was right for Hitler, they would be distracted or divided. And so Seldes wrote this book, Tell the Truth and Run. Because a lot of these cells, if you watch any of those old black and white spy movies around the time of World War II, they would kill you as quick as find a way to put you to silence. And so that whole issue of tell the truth and run is still in play right now with, bad COVID information or, anything revolving around Trump and organized crime and, the GOP coming up with fake electors to steal the votes of everybody in every state. It's just amazing how, the nation can have these fake propagandists that will go out of their way to sabotage the country.
Yeah. Now, what's your point?
Well, I don't know if you're keeping vaccinated. I did. We've got another month to go, it looks like, for the fourth one. But I noticed the other day, state of Missouri, while the COVID epidemic is still strong in most of the red states around the country, strangely enough, the state of Missouri had, I think, only two deaths for all of the random counties that I checked, and they're still having a rise in COVID diseases, cases, But the death count has been strangely frozen in the state of Missouri. And the
reason that it's strangely frozen in the state of Missouri, have you noticed it's 20 degrees out? Everything's frozen in the state of Missouri. There's nothing happening in the state of Missouri. Let me share with you my overwhelming thought about vaccines and other medical issues on radio talk shows, which I have not discussed, but I think this one comment will cover it all. And thank you very much for your call, David. Thank you. Here's my one comment. I am a talk show host. Watch carefully. I know next to nothing. I went to Syracuse University. I was an English major. I knew how to get in and out of my dorm at 1 a.m. I knew how to stay sober. I knew how to get straight A's in English. And then I took other courses in advertising. Pay attention. Advertising and English and communication. That was it. I took no medical courses, no first aid courses. Next time you hear a talk show host go on and on and on and on and on about vaccines, call them and ask them, have you taken a first aid course? Are you a Red Cross lifesaver? Could you save somebody's life in a Red Cross situation? Call them and ask them that before you listen to their nonsense about whether or not you should have a vaccine to save your life, or not have a vaccine to save your life, or your kids should, or people over 12, or people over 15 and a half, or people over 20. Ask them that. Because, you see, I don't know of anybody without an MD who's qualified to have a medical opinion on whether or not I should have vaccines. These are clowns. These are circus clowns. That's what we do. We make a show. The bigger show we make, the better. The more trouble we can cause, the better the ratings. The more trouble I cause at any given time, the better I rate ratings. Ratings. I hope I'm pinning that needle there, Sean. The more trouble I cause, the better for ratings, but not for you, not for my family. Therefore, I do not insult you by talking about my opinion, and that's all it is, on vaccines. I don't work for the government. I work for the company that owns this radio network. That's who I work for. And if you want to listen to me, great. We'll talk about Hooters soon. I'm going to talk to you in just seconds about Minka Kelly. Minka Kelly, a star of Euphoria, who was very upset about having to be nude in the first episode of her new series of HBO's Euphoria. That's what I talk about. I know about that. But if you hear any of these a-holes talking to you about, well, you know, you should get a vaccine. Don't get a vaccine. Don't let anyone force you to get a vaccine. No, sorry. Sorry, they have no expertise to say these things. I'm Walter M. Sterling. What's the name of the show? It's Sterling on Sunday. MyPillow is the company built on comfort. Everything they make that touches you is comfortable. You get more relaxed, more comfortable. Now, listen to this. They make the best slippers I have ever enjoyed. Now, I'm a very good slipper customer because I have flat feet. Yes, flat feet. And people in flat feet are very particular about their slippers. I love the MyPillow slippers because, first of all, they're comfortable on my flat feet. But also, you name the color and they make it. Pink, brown, black, white. MyPillow slippers are amazing, but that's not the best part. The best part is that the MyPillow slippers can be worn outside. You know how in the morning you go outside and you check the bird seed and the newspaper and all of that? Well, the MyPillow slippers can be worn outside. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Call them. Talk to them. There is a MyPillow customer service person waiting to talk to you. Look at the clock. Look at the time of day. Look at the day of the week. Oh, my gosh. There's a MyPillow person waiting to talk to you. They'll listen to your stories, they'll listen to your bad jokes, and they'll answer every question you have about the MyPillow brand slippers. And it's important to call now because they are overstocked. They have too many of these in the warehouse. They got to move it out. You can get the right price. And if you say, my name, Walter, you'll get a great discount. 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone, call them. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Find out everything you want to know about the MyPillow brand slippers and discover a brand new level of comfort for your feet.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
Well, I hope we cleared that up for you. I mean, you want to know what Mr. Wizard has to say about the show. Look at this. I've adjusted the earphones. I've adjusted my mic. And now it's actually a professional situation. Minka Kelly says she was asked to strip down during her first day on the set of Euphoria. The actress, who's 41, revealed in a new interview that she pushed back on a nude scene written for the second season of the Emmy-winning drama because she didn't feel comfortable. That was my first day as a guest on this show, and I just didn't feel comfortable standing there naked. She noted that the show's writer and director was open to her tweaking the character of Samantha, the wealthy mother of a young boy, Maddie. During the scene, Kelly's Samantha returns home after a night out with her husband, and Maddie helps her unzip her gown. Unzip her gown. The director-writer thought it would be more interesting if my dress fell to the ground. Kelly recalled, I said I'd love to do this scene, but I think we can keep my dress on. He was like, okay. He didn't even hesitate. And he shot a beautiful scene and got exactly what he wanted. Well, of course he did. He was the director and the writer. But what's interesting to me here is that Minka Kelly decided it was okay to do nudity like her fourth or fifth day on the set, but the first day on the set, she wasn't going to be nude. She refused to be nude. I don't see what the difference is. She was there. She was paid to be there. She was in an HBO series. She would have been comfortable doing it maybe the fourth or fifth day of shooting. But the first day of shooting, I don't want to be nude right now. No, I don't want to be nude. Minka Kelly. Her name is a stripper name. Minka Kelly. That sounds like a stripper name to me. Just my opinion. And she was uncomfortable with that. Okay. She didn't want to be nude in front of the crew on the first day of shooting, but she implied that, you know, like on the seventh or eighth day of shooting, that would be fine. It would be totally fine. I don't think it should ever be a problem for you, Minka Kelly. It should never be a problem for anybody who volunteers to be on a set to be nude of a show that is known for its nudity, its sex, it's drugs. I mean, that's what the show is, Euphoria. That's what the show is. It's sex and drugs. That's all it is. They roll around on each other. They become shocked when they see each other nude. There's actually one scene where the lead character says, all right, I want everyone to take off all their clothes. Oh, okay. What the hell's that? He isn't saying, I want everyone to pick up a Bible. So why would Minka Kelly have a problem with this? These are the issues that worry me. These are the things that concern me. Why is Minka Kelly concerned about being nude on the first day, but not day 10, day 20? She should just be thrilled to be nude at all, because it means she's in an HBO show. There should be no hesitation about being nude in an HBO show. The purpose of, why did you get cable? Why did you get HBO? To see really beautiful people naked. That's why you did it. My first experience with this, I was I was one of the first subscribers to HBO in Manhattan. And HBO in Manhattan was one of the first places that got HBO because of Manhattan Cable. Manhattan Cable started on 23rd Street. And the HBO studios were on 23rd Street. And they had hosts. HBO originally had hosts. Sandy Becker, Gene Klavan. Oh, yes. Sandy Becker, Gene Klavan would sit there on a stool and explain to us that we were about to see a very serious movie. But it used to sign off at midnight or 1 a.m. And then it would go off. There'd be no movies after midnight or 1 a.m. One of the first movies they had was starring Melanie Griffith, Night Moves, starring Melanie Griffith. And I'll never forget, I stayed home from work purposely one day when I realized that Melanie Griffith would be naked in this movie. And it was before I had a videotape recorder. I stayed home to watch Melanie Griffith, who at the time was probably 19, be naked in Night Moves next to The Clothesline, a movie with Gene Hackman. And I watched her take off her clothes. And I knew pretty much when in the movie she was going to be naked. And I built my day around watching Night Moves with Melanie Griffith and watch her take off her clothes. For about 2 or 3 days, that was my existence. I watched Night Moves on HBO with Melanie Griffith take off her clothes. That was my motivation for getting HBO, which I think at the time I could get for free if I recommended HBO to a neighbor. Then you could get it for a month free. Those were the days, my friend. That was the great promise of cable, that we would get Melanie Griffith nude. That's the only reason I got, I saw the program guide. It said, Melanie Griffith nude. I'm like, oh, whoa, 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 ruff, 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 ruff. Okay, that's what we'll do. We'll get Melanie Griffith nude. And let me tell you, when she was 19, there was no one cuter. She wasn't just hot, she was cute. That special combination, that rare combination, often found in Irish girls, of cute and hot. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Those were some happy times. HBO with Melanie Griffith nude in the movie Night Moves. I was the only person who watched Night Moves. It was me. It was a terrible movie. I don't think I ever turned up the sound. But that's how you know she was a great actress, that I would sit there and watch Melanie Griffith nude with no sound to have the experience of seeing her unbelievable breasts in my home. The gift of cable, which, by the way, keeps on giving. Now we've evolved to Euphoria. HBO has now evolved the breast to Euphoria, which has guests, breasts brought in from all around the world. Coming up, I've got Florida stories for you, and I have our parody of public radio. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Enjoy your Monday, President's Day tomorrow, in the Northeast with sunny skies and pleasant temperatures, because the rest of the week shows cold Arctic air moving through most of the U.S. out of north-central Canada. This translates to rain in the Northeast on Tuesday, but bitter cold invading the northern plains. Wind chills in North and South Dakota down to 40 below zero by Wednesday. Dallas, Texas, you're looking at a high of 81 tomorrow, to a high of 36 on Thursday. Kansas City, you're at 65 tomorrow, down to 8 degrees above on Wednesday night. You can imagine what severe storms this influx of cold air will cause down south. From the hill country of Texas up through Arkansas tomorrow, and the threat of flooding for West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee as we go through the week. More of a winter-like forecast and another possible ice storm in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you for our first Florida story. This is near Palm Coast, Florida, a place called Flagler County. Flagler school bus driver goes through his morning route just fine, but when he comes back for the afternoon route to take the kids home, one of his coworkers notice he's acting a little drunk. So they go and tell the supervisor, and by the time she comes out there and stops him or questions him, he's already taken off, and he took off in the wrong school bus. So he goes over to the middle school, and he ends up picking up his 40 kids. They just say, okay, maybe he's in the wrong bus, whatever. He's like, get in anyway. So they're going down the road, and by the time they radio over to the middle school, he leaves again, and he beats them. And so he's just dropping the kids off as normal, and the sheriff comes up behind him. And I guess they have a CB in the school bus. And so over the radio, they're asking him, hey, you need to pull over. You need to pull over. He's just ignoring them. They call him on a cell phone, and he doesn't answer that. So he's just dropping off the kids, and eventually a sheriff's deputy pulls in front of him and stops so he can't go anywhere. And so when they go to the little folding doors for him to ask him to come out of the bus, when he comes out of the bus, he's so drunk that he falls. This is like a movie. He falls, but he hits his head. And so they can't arrest him. They have to call an ambulance, and the ambulance takes him to the hospital. When he's in the hospital, he wakes up, realizes what's going on. And so he tries to take off, but he's still wasted drunk. So the cops catch him like a block away while he's stumbling down the sidewalk, making one of the worst escape attempts ever. So finally they cuff him. They get him in a car. They take him to the station, and then they give him the breathalyzer. And even then he blows a 0.32, which is 4 times the legal limit. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
I'm just going to run this one by you. A Florida man leaves a bar, loses his car, steals another car, leaves it to get thrown into a house by a passing train, vandalizes a fruit stand, tries to steal a forklift, flags down a cop to help find his car, and it happened in Port St. Lucie. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Big revelation. James Parker and I just discovered that my sister, Elizabeth, lives in Tyler, Texas, and he is a native of Tyler, Texas. They both are in Tyler, Texas. He just moved back to Tyler, Texas. Now they're both in this very small, very strange town where the graveyard is across the street from the Walmart. They're all very excited about that. Well, you know, the graveyard is across the street from the Walmart. I would say they're both signs of death. They're both signs of death. Hi, I'm Walter Sterling. This is the coldest week of the year. I don't like anything about this. And yet I look at the maps and I see Florida where it's, you know, about 80 degrees. And I see Southern California where it's 66 degrees right now. And I'm like, why don't I live there? There's never a good answer. Everybody I look at, I say, why do you live here? Why do you live in this horrible place? Nobody ever has a good answer. Ask the people who you live with, say, why are we living here? You know, we could get in the car right now and live in Southern Florida. There's no reason not to do that. I have a phone number because this show is live. There's no other show live at this time. Yes, I'm live at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Last week at about this time, a fantastic listener called in and said she needed help meeting a man. Could I give her any advice? And rather than doing what a Zoomeister would do, rather than doing what a smart talk show host would do, and saying, you know what, let's hook you up with someone on the air. Let's find a caller and hook you up on the air. Rather than doing that, which I could have easily done, I knew where she was, and I knew how to keep her safe. We could have had a very safe situation. I just gave her advice because I'm like going on giving her advice, and then we were done. That was so stupid. Why did I do that? Why didn't I give her the opportunity to actually bond with you? Another caller to Sterling on Sunday. All our midnight misfits are together. We're all here. Nobody belongs together. None of us get along. That's why we listen to the radio at 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday. It's not because we're good with other people. It's not because we're good with other people. It's because we're very bad with other people. But right there, the fact that you are listening to this show means that another person listening to this show is uniquely capable of satisfying your spurious needs, your sexual needs, your psychological needs, your emotional needs. All of your needs can be met only by another person to the show, because we're whacked. We're not normal. We're off our meds. We have been off our meds all our lives. Think about that. Imagine if you're born and then you're off your meds the rest of your life. It's like being a cat. What they have found about a cat in studying a cat's brain is they go, wow, this is really weird. They're looking at the chemistry of a cat's brain. They're going, this is really bizarre. And what they realized is it's as though a cat is on LSD all the time. A cat is tripping all the time. Now, if you know cats, Karen, if you know cats, you know this is perfectly plausible. Makes perfect sense. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. What is this? What's this show? This live show? Who is this guy? Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and the number you need is 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. You call that number now, and it will actually be answered by a live human who will say, MyPillow. The MyPillow brand people are waiting to chat with you and answer every question you have about the MyPillow brand pillow. The MyPillow pillow is made with patented material. It was created by Mike Lindell for you. The patented material holds its shape, stays cool all night, and it's washable. Smells great when you take it out of the wash. It's fantastic. And that means you can take it with you on the road, take it to hotels, to college dorms. It will stay fresh and healthy and sanitary. 800-844-0876. Call the number. Ask every question you've had about the MyPillow pillow. Now, when you say my name, Walter, the price goes from $69.99 to $19.99. $69.99 to $19.99. $20. There's what risk is there in calling and ordering this pillow? It comes with a 10-year warranty. Your significant other didn't come with a 10-year warranty. This is a good deal, and it's not going to last. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and the price will go from $69.99 to $19.99. Ask about everything. They're overstocked in slippers. They have an overstocked slipper sale. Those slippers can be worn outdoors. Hear what I said? Imagine slippers that are made to be worn outdoors. Find out about the pillowcases for your MyPillow brand pillow. They actually fit. You can put them over the pillow. You don't have to wrestle with it. The color selection is remarkable. This is the best luxury comfort store in the world. 800-844-0876. Call them now.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
LeafletOnline.com. Can you remember that? LeafletOnline.com. LEAF. LeafletOnline.com. Is that the worst name for a website ever? I think so. But it's the name of the website for the best fruitcake you will ever eat. Because when you and I think of fruitcake in our minds, when we imagine fruitcake in our mind, it's a beautiful cake. It has spongy cake, and it has fruit that's fresh and delicious. Well, now you can get a real fruitcake at leafletonline.com. Go there, put my name in, Walter, in the promo code, see a significant drop in price. This is made in a monastery. You know it's pure, great ingredients, terrific. Leafletonline.com. Get the fruitcake that you're imagining.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
What do you do when you find a crackhead freaking out in the bathroom at a Tex-Mex restaurant? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I have a piece of information for you that is so shocking to me that I don't even know where to begin to discuss it. And it's the sort of thing that I want to hear from you about, because your gut reaction is what's going to matter here. 888-688-WALT. You in the truck, listen carefully. By the way, when you're in the truck and you go to like the Love truck stop, what do you get? You get the energy drink. You know what I always get when I go to the Love truck stop, or the other one? What's the other one? I get the peanut butter and jelly crackers made with real peanut butter. And I get a large diet Pepsi. That's what I get. At no other time in my life do I get the peanut butter and jelly crackers. I don't get the crackers in the wrapper. It would never occur to me to go into Giant Eagle, Heinen's. I never get them anyplace else, only when I'm on the road. Because to me, they offer the perfect balance of protein and carbohydrates. And I have the illusion that they don't make me fat. Peanut butter and jelly crackers. I eat them. It takes me a while to eat them. That's the other thing. And maybe I get one of those phony energy drinks that's got like milk and coffee. I always get the mocha one, but if it's not ice cold, they're just not any good. That's what I do when I'm on the road. I get the crackers. What do you get? What do you get? Maybe a banana, but bananas are tricky because the bananas have been ripening too long. They're too sweet. They have too much sugar. My personal experience, my deep opinion. I'm going to tell you something that may be hard to hear. Corporal punishment in prisons, where you can whack a prisoner, how many states is that legal in? In how many states is it legal to whack a prisoner? None. There's no state in America where it is legal to whack a prisoner. No guard can whack a prisoner in any prison in America, and that's been true for a very long time, like at least 60 years. Okay, good. Good news. You don't want a guy in prison who can't get away to get whacked? Yeah, let other prisoners do that. But no guard is allowed to do that. No prison warden is allowed to do that. And that makes sense, and that's the right thing. We're almost a civilized country. Oh, but what about this? Corporal punishment is still legal in 19 states in schools. What? From kindergarten to 12th grade, it is legal in schools. In 19 states, it is legal to whack a kid in 19 states. But you have to know when to hit them and how hard. What? Whoa, says George Gaynor, raised in Jackson County. That beating a child is not necessarily child abuse if it's part of the rationale that they suffer no long-term harm. That just doesn't line up with science, others say. Well, I'm like, what? What? In 19 states, it is legal to whack a kid in school. from kindergarten to 12th grade. Think about a kindergartner age 6 to 12th grade, a developed human being. I got my butt beat about every 15 minutes coming up. Yainer was raised in Jackson County, Florida, one of 19 primarily northern counties in Florida whose school systems continue to condone the use of corporal punishment as a means of discipline. As though controversy is again swirling around the practice in Florida, following a Hendry County principal being caught on video aggressively paddling a what? A first grader. Yainer, now a Florida senator, remains in favor of using physical discipline. It's all right to spank them, just don't beat them, he said. I'm not going to continue to read the quotes from idiots in the South, but fascinating, all of the states, the 19 states that still make it legal to whack a kid in school are in the South, all of them. It doesn't happen in Boston, doesn't happen in Chicago, doesn't happen in San Francisco. It happens in southern states. Now you're 12 years old, and you have the pressure of puberty, and you have bad skin. You got those zits going on. And you have all sorts of glandular issues. And you're having trouble focusing on your work. And a teacher decides that she doesn't like you. Because it's often that emotional and capricious. And the teacher says, well, you know, I'm going to have you whacked. And just goes over and whacks him on the head, whacks him on the hand, or sends him to the principal's office, where some big, beefy, southerner, sweaty guy with a rayon Walmart shirt whacks him. Bend over this desk, has a paddle, and hits him. What? If you screw up as a cashier at Walmart, do they drag you to the manager's office and hit you? Oh, no. No, no, no. That would be violence. That would be inappropriate behavior. That would be unacceptable on all known levels. But if you're a manager at Walmart, if you're a cashier at Walmart, you can defend yourself at Walmart. You can hit back. But if you're a 12-year-old kid, you can't hit back. And you may go home to the trailer park where mom's drunk and dad's been out of work for 18 months, and you can't turn in the principal who whacked you because you will get no support from your family. How the hell did this happen? Let's review. In no state in America is it acceptable or legal for a prison guard or a prisoner warden to hit a prisoner. No prison in America. But in 19 states in public schools, from kindergarten to 12th grade, they could hit the kid or put him in an isolation room. What's that? Well, that's where there's a box, a lined box in the middle of the room with very little air, the middle of the classroom, very little air, and very little way to be heard. Well soundproofed, very little light, no seat. They lock you in there in that box in solitary confinement in 11th grade. Oh, my God. Not okay. I mean, this is, I'm not going to say that it's not okay. This is terrible. I don't have to. This isn't how we behave. If this was done to your pet dog, if somebody who wasn't you whacked your pet dog on the nose with a newspaper a couple times just right, you know, you have to know how to do it, you'd be dragging them to the police station. Or maybe shoot them. I mean, it's the South. Maybe you would shoot them if they hit your dog. You know, it's the South. When I found this out today, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because when I found out that it was 19 states where it was still okay to hit a kid in public school, to hit them, the first thing I looked up was, is there corporal punishment in any jail in America? Is it legal in any jail? And the answer is no. Not in any state in America. The answer is no. I hope this is something you'd like to talk about, because this is terrifying to me. Terrifying that this happens. Do you know the scars that are going to result in every one of those kids for the rest of their lives? The scars are going to be that they will do things to get hit. They will do things that will make them wind up in jail just because of the trauma of this and the inability to properly express what happened. Because remember, most of these kids, remember it's the South, most of these kids are not coming from a stable home. They're coming from a trailer that's moving every time dad comes home and he's drunk and angry. And mom's fallen asleep on the sofa bed. And there's no one there to take care of these kids when they come home after being whacked at school. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Can you imagine that? You go to school, you want to learn, and you get hit. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Two storm systems affecting the United States this week, both bringing cold air out of Canada. The first system has some snow across the Cascades of Washington, along with blizzard warnings tonight and tomorrow, and then across the Northern Rockies and into the Northern Great Lakes by Tuesday, with rain in the Northeast also by Tuesday. The second system will set up some icing from central Texas northward through southeast Oklahoma, northern Tennessee, southern Illinois, and Indiana. This is by Thursday, and perhaps into parts of Pennsylvania and New York on Friday, but that's a ways away yet. The West will see cold winds and clouds through Sacramento and Las Vegas with some light rains down through Los Angeles and San Diego by Wednesday. I don't see a lot of rain here, except if we get some thunderstorms, but we'll take whatever we can get at this point. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
There is no prison in America that allows corporal punishment of prisoners. There are 21 states in America that allows school children, ages kindergarten to 12th grade, to be whacked. 21 states. You can guess which states they are. They're all in the South. I'm like, what? My number is 888-688-WALT, live on Sunday night. Victor in Illinois, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Well, I couldn't disagree with you. The problems you got now. I was raised in Arkansas. I was paddled several times. I don't think it affected me in any way other than the fact that when I got a paddle and I went home, and I might not got another paddle when I got home, but I knew I'd done wrong, and I told them what I'd done, and they didn't uphold me for doing what I'd done. They said I was wrong, and I was wrong every time. And I think in the very elementary school, it was a ping pong paddle. In high school, it was probably a 6-inch board that had been cut down and had a handle on it. And it hurt, don't get me wrong. But it made me think about the next month or so about doing it again, and I promise you I didn't do it the second time.
Victor, Did you know what you did was wrong without being whacked?
I did. I knew I was doing wrong. I also knew if I got caught, I was going to get punished. But it did deter me from doing it after I got paddled a time or two. It deterred me from doing it.
Thank you very much for your call, Victor. My number is 888-688-WALT. Hello. As human beings, there are many other ways to deter behavior. There are many other ways to convince a 9-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old to not do that again. Embarrassment, pride, ego, corrective behavior. You don't hit them. If you wouldn't do it to your dog, you don't do it to a 9-year-old. We're talking about little people. We're talking about people who can't defend themselves. We're talking about people who are in front of their peers. Now, let's say you turn in a bad report at that boring company you work at. You turn in a bad report. And they say, well, you know, we're going to have to hit you. What? We're going to have to hit you. We're going to take you into the cafeteria. There are going to be 112 people there. They're all going to watch you get hit. Would that happen more than once? Of course not. That's just not how you treat people. But I can't imagine doing it to a 9-year-old. And all of these states can't imagine doing it to a 30-year-old in jail. There's no corporal punishment in jail in any state in the United States of America. Maybe that's because all those prisoners have lawyers. Even if they have bad lawyers, they're not going to tolerate corporal punishment. Under no conditions should a kid be hit in school. I really was shocked to see this was still going on in 19 states. Yes, they're all southern states, but those are still states in the United States of America. I was shocked to see it. But in no state is it allowed to happen in prison. Amazing. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I keep going over this in my mind. I'm like, this happens? This still happens? This horror still takes place? When I was a kid, it only took place in Catholic schools, and that was only a myth. I didn't go to Catholic school, but it was like, that happens in Catholic schools, and they get homework at the Catholic schools. The combination of getting homework and getting whacked was my argument to my father that we're not going to Catholic school. This will never be happening. And we didn't. We didn't go to Catholic school. What a bad news situation. I have an email. It's Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Every email I get gets answered. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. We have a spectacular, stunning website, Walter Sterling Show. And there you can find out everything about Florida stories, how to stay in touch with us, our award-winning podcast, which is called Midnight Misfits, because you and I don't fit in. That's why we're here. Normal people aren't here. They're at silly FM music stations, those stations that squander their FCC licenses by playing music. Yes, squander your FCC license by playing music. Meanwhile, we're on great FM stations like KMBZ-FM in Kansas City, run by Alan First, a brilliant man. All right, that's enough excitement for tonight. Coming up in just seconds, we have Florida Stories, the usual edition, Drive Through Brew, and you, Sterling on Sunday. MyPillow is the company built on comfort. Everything they make that touches you is comfortable. You get more relaxed, more comfortable. Now, listen to this. They make the best slippers I have ever enjoyed. Now, I'm a very good slipper customer because I have flat feet. Yes, flat feet.
And people in flat feet are very particular about their slippers. I love the MyPillow slippers because, first of all, they're comfortable on my flat feet. But also, you name the color and they make it. Pink, brown, black, white. MyPillow slippers are amazing, but that's not the best part. The best part is that the MyPillow slippers can be worn outside. You know how in the morning you go outside and you check the bird seed and the newspaper and all of that? Well, the MyPillow slippers can be worn outside. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Call them. Talk to them. There is a MyPillow customer service person waiting to talk to you. Look at the clock. Look at the time of day. Look at the day of the week. Oh, my gosh. There's a MyPillow person waiting to talk to you. They'll listen to your stories. They'll listen to your bad jokes. And they'll answer every question you have about the MyPillow brand slippers. And it's important to call now because they are overstocked. They have too many of these in the warehouse. They got to move it out. You can get the right price. And if you say, my name, Walter. You'll get a great discount. 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone, call them. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Find out everything you want to know about the MyPillow brand slippers and discover a brand new level of comfort for your feet.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday. Doesn't fit in.
Tom in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I was just wondering if you would consider solitary confinement corporal punishment.
Yes.
I guess I'm not sure what the definition of corporal punishment is. So
they hit somebody.
Okay. So I just, it seems like, solitary would be just as cruel, mentally speaking, but.
Well, Tom and I are talking about the fact that in 19 states, it is legal to whack a kid in elementary school, kindergartner, 10th grade, 12th grade, 7th grade, any age kid in any public school, it's okay to hit them. In no state in America is it legal to hit a prisoner. No state. I looked it up. I was curious, gee, I wonder how many states is it legal to hit a prisoner? The answer is none. And then I went, well, let me just see how many states is it legal to hit a child in school. And the answer was 17. Mm-hmm. 17? What do you mean 17? Now, gee, oh my gosh, they're all in the South. They're all across the street from a Walmart. Who knew? But the fact is that it's legal to hit a child in 19 states. But it's not legal to hit a prisoner in any state, nor should it be. Do I consider corporal punishment to be solitary confinement? In my opinion, it is. Because it's a physical punishment. You are physically restrained from going anywhere. In my opinion, which doesn't matter in this situation, but in my opinion, it is a physical. That's what they had. That Godfather, in New York City, he was in solitary confinement for years.
Yeah. Well, when you brought up putting the kid in the box or whatever, that's what brought it to mind. I thought, well, yeah, solitary is. It's not as awful as that sounds, but, you know, that's pretty awful.
What they do in some schools is there is a box in the classroom, so all the other kids are aware of what's going on in that box. It is almost pitch black, which is terrifying to a child. It's almost pitch black.
Right.
They put them in there, and they lock them in the box.
Oh, my God.
With limited ventilation. Now, this has spawned a very big practice for lawyers in those states because how much crueler could you be? So this kid's stuck in the box, very little air, very little light, and doesn't know when he's getting out and can't get out. Now,
it sounds worse than getting.
Right, Tom, right. All I know is that I don't live in one of those states. You don't live in one of those states.
I probably do. No, oh, I don't.
You,
okay.
No, you don't. No, you're way too far above the Mason-Dixon line. The fact is that that if I did live in one of those states and I heard about this, I would be in that principal's office day one of school and say, if I ever hear you even come close to putting my child in a physical situation of punishment, even come close, I will expect you to have the same punishment. And I will bring I will bring a World Wrestling Federation wrestler with me. Tom, you listen to the show, you like the show, do you enjoy the show?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I listen every week. Yeah, I enjoy it quite a bit.
Thank you very much.
And
Tom,
I appreciate thank you for taking my call. I just thought that was an interesting the definition was kind of confused me. So anyway. Okay, thank you, Walter.
You bet. Thank you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It was appropriate the way Tom did it. I don't understand when people call talk shows at the beginning of the call. They say, oh, thank you, Joe, for taking my call. No, hosts are paid to take your call. That's what they do. This is not a voluntary situation. They're paid to take your call. And I'll tell you a secret. They need your call. Did you know that? Hosts need your calls. The shows work better with calls. The shows flow better with calls. I am so happy when I have tons of calls because then I can make everything else work. That's why I thank you for your calls. I appreciate all the emails I got this week from you about the fact that you love the fact that this show is live and there's nothing else that's live. On a Sunday, any time of day, nothing else. The Bitcoin show is not live. Did you know that? The annuity show from Ohio is not live. The home repair show, where you discover there are 20 different types of patio coverings. I am always stunned when I listen to home repair shows and all the calls those guys get about how to do a deck. How you can build a deck on your outdoor deck. What sort of coverings, what sort of flooring is available for the outdoor deck? To me, that's amazing, the amount of obsession that goes into these decks. Right? Or the most important thing I learned about outdoor decks, wooden decks, is that you had better not use nails. You better use screws, wooden screws, because then they hold the planks in place. You use nails, you're all going to fall down 50 feet and die. You're all going to die. And make sure you do the barbecue on the lawn, not on the deck itself, because the deck will go up in flames at any moment. There's another home repair guy who's very obsessed with task-specific products. He believes that whatever you use in your home or your outdoors must be a task-specific product. I can't believe one day I heard him say, now with your hot tub, your new hot tub, you be sure to use this task-specific product to clean out the hot tub drain. Because when you pour it in there, you won't believe what you see coming out of that drain. I'm like, what are you going to see coming out of the drain? What are you going to see? You're going to see, you won't believe what you see. I can't even begin to tell you, but you be sure to get this product at your hardware store. Make sure they give it to you in the 2-liter bottle. Don't get the 1-liter bottle. Make sure it is the chemical-free one. There are natural ones. You don't want the chemical ones into your pipes. You don't want to ruin your pipes with those chemicals. The missus won't like those chemicals. Use task-specific products and only get the one that's made for your drain in your hot tub. Speaking of which, we've had trouble with our dishwasher. We've had this horrible problem with our dishwasher since ever we moved into this new house. Let me find what this is called. we have this orange gunk in our dishwasher that's on everything. And it was growing. Orange gunk in dishwasher. I have to tell you the name. Orange gunk in dishwasher. Wait, give me a second. It's worth it. And maybe you've noticed in your dishwasher, it's called Serratia marchesans. Serratia marchesans. It's a bacteria. Congratulations. A bacteria that is called an adhesive cell matrix, which means it thrives as a colony and sticks together so it appears as pink or orange slime plaguing your dishwasher. And it doesn't come out with the expensive detergent. It doesn't come out with the expensive drying factor. This is nasty. It covers everything. It gives it a special aroma. There's a special aroma that arrives in the dishwasher. It covers everything. Doesn't go away. I'm like, whoa. And then I looked it up, and it's called Serratia marchesans. Serratia marchesans. And I found out how you get rid of it. I finally found out how you get rid of the orange slime that can arrive in your dishwasher unwelcomed. And as a surprise, you think, gee, should I scrape things off more? Do I have to scrape things off more? Do I have to get the drying gel, which is very expensive? Do I have to get the really expensive multicolored dishwasher pads? I found out how you get rid of this orange slime, and it was a great relief to the Sterling household when finally this went away. And it only went away this week, but it went away fast. And I will share that very important household tip with you in just seconds. So if you're listening on KFBK, I'm sorry. You're going to have to find out on my webpage, Walter Sterling Show. You can find out, you can hear this entire three-hour show, Walter Sterling Show, coming up in seconds, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Enjoy your Monday, President's Day tomorrow, in the Northeast with sunny skies and pleasant temperatures, because the rest of the week shows cold Arctic air moving through most of the U.S. out of north-central Canada. This translates to rain in the Northeast on Tuesday, but bitter cold invading the northern plains. Wind chills in North and South Dakota down to 40 below zero by Wednesday. Dallas, Texas, you're looking at a high of 81 tomorrow, to a high of 36 on Thursday. Kansas City, you're at 65 tomorrow, down to 8 degrees above on Wednesday night. You can imagine what severe storms this influx of cold air will cause down south, from the hill country of Texas up through Arkansas tomorrow, and the threat of flooding for West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee as we go through the week. More of a winter-like forecast and another possible ice storm in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. There's a Mexican food restaurant called Tijuana Flats in Jacksonville, Florida. Looks sort of like your standard bar and grill. There's a bunch of TVs everywhere, brightly painted. Customer goes to use the restroom, and when he goes into the men's room, the light's off. Well, that's kind of weird. So he turns the lights on. There's a 40-something looking Florida man that is squatted in the middle of the bathroom talking to himself. So the guy says, "Are you okay?" And he starts screaming at him. So he's like, "You know what? Screw this." He goes and gets the manager. So the manager, David, he goes into the bathroom to try and talk with the guy. And I guess he's messed up, I don't know, on crack or bath salts or meth. This is Florida. Who knows? So he tells him he's going to have to leave. Well, the crazy Florida man says, "I have a gun and I'll shoot all of you." He's like, "Well, now you really have to leave. And now I have to call the cops." So he goes and he calls the cops. And the guy comes out the bathroom, grabs one of those restaurant high chairs that every restaurant has, those big wooden frames, and throws it at him and bounces it off of his, you know, kind of his back or his hip, sort of. So the general manager, he's a pretty big dude, and the crackhead's not really that big. So the general manager, like, takes the high chair bouncing like it's nothing and starts walking toward the dude. And so he relents and sort of runs off for a second, runs out the front door, changes his mind, comes back in the front door. So the general manager turns around and says, "What's up?" The crackhead runs and takes a big swing at him. You would think if you're on crack, you're like super speedy and quick, but it was kind of a slow punch. And so the general manager, he does a 100% dodge. Like, he ducks under it, comes back up, and the crackhead pushes him, but it doesn't really hurt him. And the crackhead realizes, "I'm not doing so good in my attempt here. I'm just going to leave." So then he goes out and he gets a gun out of the trunk of his car and starts waving it around the parking lot. But the general manager's locked the door. The cops show up and the crackhead runs off and they don't catch him. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker and this is Florida Stories.
Isn't this fantastic? Is there another radio show that offers you this variety of information, this deep and profound variety of information? No, there isn't. Hi, I'm Walter Sterling. I do a weekly radio show just for you. It's 3 hours every Sunday night. What do you say? Three hours every Sunday night. And what's different about it? It's, you know, entertaining. It's not informative. God help me if I inform. And it's live. You and I are live. I'm speaking right now, and you are listening right now. And the gift that I have is that every affiliate to Sterling on Sunday is clearing it live. That's the best thing. There were a few when we started up that wanted to delay it to 2 in the morning. I said, why would we do that? Why would you squander this to play the Bitcoin show? Why would you squander this to play the Bitcoin show? Moments ago, I revealed that you may have orange slime in your dishwasher, and I found that it was progressive. Like so many diseases, I had more and more orange slime each week, and it was bothering me because I'd see the bottom of the porcelain cups when they were sitting there on the shelves, and I'd touch them, and they were slimy, and they had a vague orange glow to them. I was afraid to look at them in the dark. I was afraid they'd have a glow. I found out it is a very particular type of bacteria that is basically harmless, but nothing you want to have around your dishes. And then there were a number of ways to get rid of it. The typical ways, such as vinegar and baking soda, easy enough to do. But it turns out the best way to get rid of it is the highest acidic ingredient I can put in my dishwasher, and this is what it is: unsweetened lemonade mix. You get unsweetened lemonade powder, and put it in the dishwasher soap spot in your dishwasher. You put it there, you run the dishwasher with no dishes, and it worked. It got rid of all of this orange slime, and I'm sure it said you have to do it once a month. Happy to do it once a month. If that's all I have to do, no problem. This is the Midnight Misfit time. You and I don't fit in. If you go to Walter Sterling Show right now, Walter Sterling Show, and you click Midnight Misfits, you will find a secret decoder card. You print it out. Then you have it. On a regular basis, I give out secret messages. I am the only person who's going to be giving you secret messages, and the only way you can decode it is with that decoder card. This is fantastic. My friend Neil and Jane, who got engaged on Sterling on Sunday
too many years ago are going to get married on New Year's Eve this year. They're going to get married on New Year's Eve this year. Isn't that great? I'm very happy about this. And that means that I will go to where they are. I will go to where they are, and we will cover their marriage live. It's the least I can do. They're my first Midnight Misfits. They're great fans. And attention, advertisers. Neil is a big deal banker. And Jane is a big deal in the medical profession. These are not wacky kids. These are serious adults who have money. These are exactly who you want listening to Sterling on Sunday, and they represent everybody who listens to Sterling on Sunday. I'm very happy about this, Neil and Jane. The reason I'm hesitating saying congratulations is I always forget, do I congratulate someone who's announced when they're getting married? I never remember. This is Sterling on Sunday. There's an explosion of remarkable slippers available at MyPillow. MyPillow brand slippers are remarkable. You can get them in any color you can imagine. They're remarkably soft. They seem to last forever. And you ready for this? You know how when you walk outside in your slippers to get the newspaper or to get a magazine or to chase the kids off the lawn? You can wear these slippers outside. They now have a surplus sale. Too many slippers. You go to 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Call them and tell them what color slipper you want, what size you are, and you will be sent these amazing slippers from MyPillow. The MyPillow brand people make slippers. Listen to me. I'm very cranky about my feet. I have flat feet. I have an accessory navicular. And when I put on these slippers, it goes, ah, it's what I've been waiting for all day. I get them in black, brown, many different shades of brown, pink, white, you name it, they have them. Because right now there's a surplus sale at MyPillow brand. You get the slippers. Go to 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876, and say my name, Walter, and you will get a significant discount on the best slippers you could ever imagine. Go to 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
LeafletOnline.com. Can you remember that? LeafletOnline.com. L-E-A-F. LeafletOnline.com. Is that the worst name for a website ever? I think so. But it's the name of the website for the best fruitcake you will ever eat. Because when you and I think of fruitcake in our minds, when we imagine fruitcake in our mind, it's a beautiful cake. It has spongy cake, and it has fruit that's fresh and delicious. Well, now you can get a real fruitcake at leafletonline.com. Go there, put my name in, Walter, in the promo code, see a significant drop in price. This is made in a monastery. You know it's pure, great ingredients, terrific. LeafletOnline.com. Get the fruitcake that you're imagining.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
This episode of The Usual Edition is made possible by The Trio Higham, a cutting-edge pop alt group that has spawned the star of the movie Licorice Pizza, a movie about 1973, the year of the worst music ever. And by Cake Mix, a cake in a box. What a concept. And by Trevor Lawrence Hair Products. If you're the losingest quarterback in the NFL, you better come up with something. And now, our star, Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
I'm here. Everything can come to life now. First, let's explore the metaverse and see where Uncle Joe is this week. Oh, he's in Ohio, the land of nothing. They get excited when it's trash day. All that rumble and stench. Such fun. It's time for an update on the Olympics. For the International Report, let's hear from correspondent Jim, who is blind. Blindness counts for extra points at Public Radio's HR.
I'm in the Olympic Village, where I have no credentials. Now, I am covering the log roll. The athletes want me, a blind man, to participate in the log roll. Since the Chinese, the Malaysians, and the French all bowed out because they are cowards. Let me start rolling now.
Jim won't be with us the rest of this broadcast. So sad, so brave.
Now to Ohio, where our sacred president is whipping up the crowd. Hope that bridge near KDKA gets fixed with this new infrastructure bill.
There was lava running underneath the surface, and these are where the roof actually caved in.
Lava tubes on Earth are a well-studied phenomenon. Today, lava still flows through the tubes of Hawaii's Mount Kilauea. Deeper inside the mountain, there are enormous ancient tubes which open into a vast underground labyrinth.
You can learn things from anywhere.
Now, we visit the streets of Cambodia for a deep report on depths.
One of my favorite things to do when getting to a new island is hiking across it, and that's what we're doing today to get to Long Beach. And we have a very special tour guide. It's not Gabe, but it's our new friend, Johnny. He's taking a little bathroom break right now. Johnny, let's get back on the road. No time to mess around. We pay you the big bucks. There we go. Andale.
Now music from a tiny breakwater. Enjoy alternative surf music from Sitting on Stacy.
Oh, the way that you never look at your phone when we're talking.
Did you do what I said? Did you see Licorice Pizza yet? That was your homework for this week. Licorice Pizza. A whole movie about misfits. About you and me. It's about life in 1973 in Southern California. No, you didn't have life in Southern California in 1973, but you had a life in 1973, and you were sitting there staring at your navel going, the Beatles have broken up. What do I do now? I don't want to do drugs. What do I do now? That was your challenge in 1973. It was the two or three years of the worst music in history. Helen Reddy had a number one song. Let's just sit on that quietly. Billy Don't Be a Hero was a number one song. It was horrible. Everything was horrible because it had just ended the Beatles. Watergate had just ended. The economy was horrendous. It was a gas strike. And by the way, the gas strike, the gas crisis, how much was gas then? 45 cents a gallon. Oh, my God, 45 cents a gallon. What could we do? What could we do at 45 cents a gallon? But that was the gas crisis, 45 cents a gallon. As I recall, it rained every day. As best I could tell, it was just always raining and sad and glum. I was miserable. When did I stop being miserable? 1976. In 1976, I got a great job. Isn't it amazing how a great job makes you not miserable? I got a great job at ABC. It was my fantasy job. Here was my job. I got to go around the country, go to radio stations, talk to radio guys, and convince them to become affiliates of the ABC radio network, which was a product I loved. I loved the way the ABC radio network news product sounded. I loved the reporting coverage. I loved how we covered big events. I loved, and I loved the graphics. The graphics of the ABC radio networks were spectacular. Very important, very underrated. One of the things I think you will agree that so many companies get wrong is their websites. Obvious things, easy things that they shouldn't have to get wrong. In every single industry, if you go to the newsletters for every single industry, about every 10 days there's an article on 10 mistakes you're making on your website, 20 things to do better on your website, how to improve your website hits, how to improve the coverage of your website, what to put on your website. Everybody has a website, and they're all miserable about it. Miserable. The reason they're all miserable, the reason we are all miserable about blah, blah, about our website, is that all websites of any company are made by committee, and nobody agrees. Nobody agrees about their websites. And as a result, everybody stares at their website and holds the grudge. You know, if I was in charge of this website, everything would be better. Or if Joe wasn't in charge of this website, everything would be better. Everybody has a list of things that they wish would be done on their website that would make it perfect. When radio stations started getting websites, they had the most insane theory. I can't tell you how many of them had this theory. Ready? We will use our website to be more local. No, no. You have a 50-mile signal dictated by federal law. That's what says you will be local. Your 50-mile signal says that's what will make you local. Your website, the first name of your website is worldwide. Well, a worldwide website can make a worldwide footprint and sell products worldwide. Well, can we use geofencing to prevent it from becoming worldwide? Well, yes, but why would you want to do that? Why don't you want to have your product sold in Monaco? Why don't you want to have Princess Stephanie of Monaco seeing your product and then going topless on a beach in Monaco? Wouldn't it be great to have Princess Stephanie of Monaco take your product to the topless beach in Monaco? I think so. I think that'd be ideal. But so many radio stations said, you know, we're going to use our website to show pictures of our talent. Bad idea. And to be more local. Stupid idea. Well, the one thing I've noticed on almost every company website that is an inconvenience, it's not stupid, but it's an inconvenience, is what's your address? What is your physical mailing address? What is your actual phone number? Not an 888 number, an actual business phone number. Those are the two things I want when I go to a business's website and put it on the homepage. Could I please see your actual physical phone number? You know, with your 212 area code, your 303 area code, not your 888 area code or 844 area code. Let me see a real area code. And then I want a real email. The dumbest thing they do is rather than give me a real email, they give me a real form. I don't go to your website to get a form. I don't want another form. I'm a midnight misfit. I hate forms. The minute I see a form, I think I'm getting it from the HR person. I don't want to deal with the HR person. I don't know where the form is going to go. I want a real email. Put a real email there and put a different email for each department head. Therefore, I know where it's going. Is any of this wrong? Am I making any sense? Give me a real email. Let me send the person responsible for this department an email. And then if you're selling something, especially if you're selling media time, make it easy for me to buy it. You know, we'll have a member of our sales department call you. No, I'm ready to buy now. Therefore, give me every piece of information I need to buy now. I want to buy a commercial right now. Mike Doucette, of Northern Ad Agency got in touch with Sterling on Sunday by picking up the phone and calling me. He got my number, he got my cell phone, and he called me. And in one day, we established a business relationship. If I had put on a form on the website, it would not have gone nearly as well. Mike Doucette, I hope you enjoy your three-day weekend, but this is a man who always works, and that's why you want him to handle your advertising business. Oh, my gosh. This is a person who wins no awards, but he handles the MyPillow account. They win no awards, but, boy, do they sell pillows. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Two storm systems affecting the United States this week, both bringing cold air out of Canada. The first system has some snow across the Cascades of Washington, along with blizzard warnings tonight and tomorrow, and then across the Northern Rockies and into the Northern Great Lakes by Tuesday, with rain in the Northeast also by Tuesday. The second system will set up some icing from central Texas northward through southeast Oklahoma, northern Tennessee, southern Illinois, and Indiana. This is by Thursday, and perhaps into parts of Pennsylvania and New York on Friday, but that's a ways away yet. The West will see cold winds and clouds through Sacramento and Las Vegas with some light rains down through Los Angeles and San Diego by Wednesday. I don't see a lot of rain here except if we get some thunderstorms, but we'll take whatever we can get at this point. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida Story, we go to Disney World, where these two sisters, 29 and 31 years old, and I already know what you're saying. Yes, they're gorgeous, okay? But they're on a family vacation, and a whole slew of them went. Well, the grandparents stayed back at the hotel with the grandkids so the sisters could have a night out. And they go to a steakhouse, then they go to an Irish bar, and then they go to someplace, Cirque du Soleil is what it's called, but it's not a bunch of people flipping around in there. It just looks like a bar to me. And the word is they get wasted, absolutely wasted. And they kind of get loud and they start yelling at each other and arguing about something. So the manager says they have to go outside, and then they're outside yelling at each other. And the little sister pukes over by the park benches. And so the manager says, y'all are going to have to leave. And so while they're ordering the Uber, the phone runs out of batteries. So the manager says, all right, fine. I'll call you a cab or something. So general manager's calling a cab. While they're waiting on the cab to show up, the girls start screaming at each other again. They kind of get in a fight, and both of their little sundresses rip, and one of them's not wearing a bra, so she's just flailing out in the wind. And the big sister takes a run. The little sister slips on the throw-up, and they tackle each other and roll into the bushes. And they're separated by the general manager, and it says a male cast member, so this could be anywhere from like a Prince Eric to a Sebastian the Crab. I have no idea. The cops show up. They offer the younger sister that's totally flopping out there a blue jean jacket, it says. I don't know if there was a Marty McFly cosplay going on, but that's the story. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, this is a dumb one. This is in the Villages. There's a 64-year-old Florida man who just got charged by the FBI for voting twice. He's from Connecticut. He just moved to the Villages, and he voted in both places in the election. His excuse? I just wanted to vote twice. Well, you know what? That's illegal, Florida man. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. My number is 888-688-WALT. Barry in Utah, welcome to the Giant Network Radio Show.
Yeah, hi. It sounds like it sucks having flat feet, right?
thank you very much for your call. John in Ohio, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was victimized by the paddle back in high school and at a parochial school. And they taught me the morality and the ethics that you don't need any of the stinking pointy-headed books on morality and ethics. Simply, a guy the size of Babe Ruth using a heavy wooden paddle to knock it out of the park taught me that might makes right, and anything that is more powerful and has a greater strength should always be have special rights to inflict that power on somebody else. And it sort of reminded me of the attitude of many, many Americans while the United States government was carpet bombing millions of Koreans and Vietnamese to death. That's anyone that is relatively defenseless really should be done that kind of injustice to. And I think it's really ugly. And we're in a situation now where the I feel the media and venerating that still is going to get us involved into an unjust war against in Ukraine. And the media has completely concealed the fact that the United States has committed the aggression of overthrowing that Ukrainian government with the CIA and $5 billion of dollars in 2013 and 2014, overthrowing that government and instituting a very violent coup that was spearheaded by neo-Nazis. And I feel that many of the people that learned their lesson from maybe being paddled back in high school, as I was, for things like too many detentions or tardinesses, have learned the idea that bombing and burning millions of men, women, and children to death, or shock and awing them to death for the profits, ratings profits of television, as they did, as they got in the U.S. shock and awe bombing of Baghdad, when the pizza, speaking of pizza companies did the most business because there were so many people apparently licking their chops over that kind of what they considered a cool light show with huge fireballs rising from 1,000-pound bombs over Baghdad. I think we've got to get away from this idea that night makes right, because that's the kind of situation that is going to cause death, destruction, and is going to boomerang even by the perpetrators ultimately when they have to face somebody who can fight back.
I have spent my life, John, believing.
How is that?
Do you hear me, John? I have spent my life feeling as though our country is designed and built to always be in war. We have always had a war, except we either had one or are escalating a war, except when the real president was president. Isn't it amazing how many people said that Donald Trump was going to bring us into war after war after war, and he is the only president in my lifetime that shut that down. Isn't that amazing? So
I don't think that's the truth.
What do you think is the truth?
Well, I think even his campaign, he says, I am the most militaristic candidate, and he did expand the kind of enmity and hostility towards China, as well as even Russia, where he was blamed for being connected to them. That was a total lie, of course. But instead of just pointing out that, as he began to do, saying it's a good thing to have detente with these countries, he then caved in to all of the magpies within the media who are now saying that Biden is weak, it's senile, and we're going to goad him and insult him to stand up to Russia and China as if that's a good thing now. So I think there's a bipartisan thing, like you said, that we've always been led into war bipartisanly by some two criminal parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. And I think right now we're facing a situation where we better look for the truth rather than parrot what we're told, the lies every hour and the half hour on media in this country and every media outlet.
Well, listen, I'm in the media, and now that you're on the air, you're in the media. It isn't that systematic or organized. Believe me, they're not that systematic or organized, but I thank you very much for your call. But I especially thank you for listening to this show. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Tony in Pittsburgh listening on KDKA. Welcome to the network radio show Sterling on Sunday.
Good morning, Walter. Always a pleasure. A quick editorial comment about paddling. I got a lot of paddling in grade school especially, but in the end of my high school years. And, you know, I'm none the worse for wear, except I have a nervous tick. But that's better than a Rocky Mountain fever tick. That's the way I look at it.
Where was this? Where was this?
Pittsburgh. It was in Catholic school in a suburb of Pittsburgh. And then in high school, Swissvale was the name of the high school.
Did you also have to swim nude?
No, but I had to shower nude, and that wasn't very much fun, especially, like you said, whenever you're going through puberty, you know?
No, so it was the schools that made boys swim naked. I have yet to hear. It's very interesting about it. When you go back to those schools now and say, why exactly did the boys have to swim naked? Every school has a different answer. None of them have the same answer. And to me, that's like big red flag. Now, how may I help you tonight, sir?
Oh, well, it's basketball season. And I despise basketball. I think the main reason is I stink at it. I think anything you're not good at, you don't generally like it. You know what I mean? But, you know, the problem is, I mean, you know, I have 300 channels, of which like 50 are viewable. And these days it seems like basketball is on 51 of them.
At least.
How do you feel about basketball?
And thank you for the call. I don't understand any sport. I was not born with the chip that allows me to see what's going on in a play. I'll watch football on TV, basketball on TV. I can't tell the difference from one event to another in a play. People have said, well, I can explain football to you. No, you can't. I can explain basketball to you, hockey to you. I just can't differentiate one movement from another, one activity from another. I just don't have that chip. The only reason I can appreciate baseball and bowling is that they are slow. My number is 888-688. WALT, it's way too cold. This is Sterling on Sunday. MyPillow is the company built on comfort. Everything they make that touches you is comfortable. You get more relaxed, more comfortable. Now, listen to this. They make the best slippers I have ever enjoyed. Now, I'm a very good slipper customer because I have flat feet. Yes, flat feet. And people in flat feet are very particular about their slippers. I love the MyPillow slippers because, first of all, they're comfortable on my flat feet. But also, you name the color and they make it. Pink, brown, black, white. MyPillow slippers are amazing, but that's not the best part. The best part is that the MyPillow slippers can be worn outside. You know how in the morning you go outside and you check the bird seed and the newspaper and all of that? Well, the MyPillow slippers can be worn outside. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Call them. Talk to them. There is a MyPillow customer service person waiting to talk to you. Look at the clock. Look at the time of day. Look at the day of the week. Oh, my gosh. There's a MyPillow person waiting to talk to you. They'll listen to your stories, they'll listen to your bad jokes, and they'll answer every question you have about the MyPillow brand slippers. And it's important to call now because they are overstocked. They have too many of these in the warehouse. They got to move it out. You can get the right price, and if you say, my name, Walter, you'll get a great discount. 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone, call them, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Find out everything you want to know about the MyPillow brand slippers and discover a brand new level of comfort for your feet.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Tales from a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to speak to your audience about shoe flies. Shoe flies are NYPD burlesque captains whose sole purpose in life is to bust balls. They're usually not trusted by Police Plaza to run a precinct, and they usually don't have any political clout. So they live a purgatory-like existence doing the borough's lackey job. Simply put, they're like the hall monitors of the NYPD. They hand out command disciplines like limitless shrimp at a Chinese buffet, and they're never happy. They fly around precincts in an unmarked car like predator drones looking to catch exhausted cops after heavy calls. Sometimes they'll run up to you after a gun run and want to know where your hat is, and if you don't have a good answer, they give you a command discipline. One shoe fly caught a friend of mine that was taking a snooze in his radio car during a midnight shift. While his partner was filling up the radio car with gasoline, he came running over, and he realized someone was standing outside the door. So the shoe fly says, "I caught you sleeping." He goes, "Captain, I'm a devout Catholic, and I pray several times a day." So my buddy basically saved himself from a command discipline. There was a couple of famous shoe flies. One was a large, heavyset man who was unaffectionately known as the Whale by Bronx cops. If he was spotted around in his unmarked car, cops would put it over to division radio, the Whale is in the water, giving everybody the heads up that he was, you know, like a submarine looking around to torpedo you. There was another Manhattan shoe fly who was well known for sneaking up cops and catching them with their pants down. They used to call him Chief Crazy Ass because he was a tall, dark-skinned man who closely resembled the chief from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Sadly, his career came to an abrupt end when he showed up in a precinct one day dressed up like Vincent the Chin Gigante in pajamas. He attempted to sign the command log with a screwdriver and ultimately was gotten off on a psychological. Now, not all shoe flies are bad guys. A couple of them turned out to be decent. The one command discipline I got in my career was I had arrested a guy for a stolen car, and after a couple of hours of processing in the precinct, I was going to take him down to Central Booking with my partner. Well, there was another cop from the precinct that had locked up three guys for a stolen car. So he said, "Hey, Ferrari, would you mind taking one of my guys down to Central Booking?" I said, "Fine." So, of course, he gives me the homeless one that really stinks. So my partner and I really weren't in the mood to sit in the back seat with this guy, and this is before radio cars had a cage back there. So we put the two perps in the back seat of the car, and we drove down to Central Booking, which is a big no-no because the NYPD mandates, and it's for safety, and they're right, that you shouldn't have a guy unattended in the back seat of a radio car. So when I get down to Bronx Central Booking, I'm taking the two prisoners out of the back seat of the car, and the shoe fly jumps out of between two cars, and he goes, "You know, someone's supposed to ride in the back seat with them." And I said, "Yeah, Captain, you're right." Well, he gave me a command discipline, but he recommended that I be warned and admonished and not lose any vacation time. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
Borehole expert Vanessa Lucinda is on the island, bringing that feminine touch to drilling. And they took 10-foot caissons and began to dig in. And what they found was nothing short of astonishing. About 70 feet down, they find a rubber boot. Now you say, "Well, a rubber boot?" Well, they found it was made in the early 1900s, around the time former U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was financing an expedition to find that amazing treasure on Oak Island. Alex Legina, Rick Legina, and Marty Legina were dumbstruck, but they kept digging, and they found significant wood, lots of wood, and they believe the wood, for the most part, may have been a part of the excavation by Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his team. Gary Drayton metal detection expert and guru, he found a piece of metal. And the metal goes back further and could be a part of the original tunnels to find gold, silver, and the Holy Grail. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is noted Oak Island expert Vilo Hul for Sterling at Night.
All right, Sterling at Night with Walter M. Sterling. Let's stay in touch. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. A spectacular website, maybe one of the greatest websites in all of media, Walter Sterling Show. You can find out everything about this show. I mean, everything. And if you're driving a truck right now, I want to hear from you because I want a real trucker on the show next week to talk about your job and your life. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.